Command has begun investigations into a highway robbery shooting incident on the Kintampo-Tamale Highway. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Northern Regional Police PRO, ASP Ebenezer Tete, said two of the robbers managed to flee the scene with gunshot wounds. He appeals to the public, especially clinics and traditional healers, to be on the lookout for such cases and immediately alert the police.
The police encountered three armed men at a village called Noyui near Bandang Kwanta. These armed men, who we are suspecting they are Fulani extraction, because the one who is dead, his facial identification and everything clearly shows that he is of a Fulani extraction. And the body is deposited at the Bole Hospital morgue awaiting an autopsy. They were robbing passengers of their belongings and the police were called in. When the police got to the scene, they opened fire on the police and the police had to return fire for fire. And in the process, one of the robbers was gunned down. Two others sustained gunshot wounds, but they managed to flee into the bush. We are suspecting that they are hiding around Bandang Kwanta and these surrounding areas, or probably they have found their way into the bush and they may be going to herbalists or clinics or any health facility for treatment. So we are appealing to people who are living in and around Noyuri or Bandang Kwanta or its surrounding areas to kindly report any such persons to the police so that we can quickly get them arrested. The body is deposited at the Bole Government Hospital awaiting autopsy. The two others are still at large. We got to the scene timeously and we were able to avert what they were about to do. On seeing the police, they tried venting their spleen on the police and the police acted swiftly and gunned one of them down. So we are looking into the matter and as soon as we get the other two arrested, we will take it from there.
ASP Tete noted that the police will soon announce a new hotline for distressed persons to call for help. He also provided some precautionary measures people should take when they encounter highway robbers.
We have the police hotline 191. We also have the short code for the MTN, Vodafone, Airtel and other numbers, which is 13555. And anybody who comes under any form of attack should kindly call these numbers and they will be quickly received by our men at the communication unit. The Regional Security Council is also trying as smart as possible to come out with a hotline, because if you look at the current hotlines that we have presently, it has been abused. Some people even call some of the hotlines and they do what we call prank calls. So the suggestion, and we have gone to seminars, and very soon there will be an emergency hotline that will come out that will be purposely used in times of emergencies such as what we witnessed yesterday. And we hope that with such security measures that we put in place, it will make it difficult for people to abuse such numbers, because it will come with facilities that will make it easy for such persons to be quickly identified and dealt with. My advice to the public is that the best form of defense when you come under such attack is to remain calm. Whatever the robbers are demanding, you make sure you quickly hand over such things to them, because some of them act under the influence of alcohol and hard drugs. And the least resistance or the move that you make, because they are jittery, they are likely to resort to acts of violence. Some of them are very trigger happy. And our advice is that such persons, when they come under such attack, they should do everything possible to get the persons identified. At least you can identify them facially, or you can identify them by marks or any other thing on them. And people should refrain from resisting such persons here, because they hold sophisticated weapons, and if you are not careful, you will pay with your life. So the best they could do is to get the persons identified, so that when police launches investigation to the matter, they will be able to tell us the identity of such persons, so that we can also use the identities to get the persons tracked.
Northern Regional Police PRO ASP